Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. We're here live on the second of three nights from the 2014 Liberty Forum. Always a pleasure to be here. Such a great group of people. And thanks to the dedicated audience who apparently is either skipping dinner or has already eaten, because most people are right now, I believe, in the dining area enjoying a fancy banquet dinner.
And hearing the keynote from Naomi Wolf.
Not yet. I think she's not coming on until like 9 or something like that. But anyway, they will be hearing that. And it's not too late for you to get up here to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com, and you cannot buy tickets online. You will have to show up at the door to handle that. But it's a great event. I highly recommend you get up here. It's Nashua, New Hampshire, and the Crown Plaza Hotel, same place it's been the last several years. And our next guest is someone who's been around, apparently, although first time we've met, at least that I can recall. Matt Kropp is with us. Matt, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're actually here to speak at the Alt Expo. Now, we haven't really talked this so far this year about Alt Expo, but it's always been a subject of conversation because of the very first, I think it was Liberty Forum, they decided, there were certain people who decided there just wasn't enough on the schedule. There weren't enough alternatives being discussed, you know, whether it's alternative lifestyles or like farming techniques or, you know, whatever. There were certain things on the official schedule that folks thought, you know, this isn't enough. We need more. And so
it's not the right kind of stuff is what they were kind of thinking. Yeah.
So they created their own kind of mini convention within this convention. And this year, from what I understand, the Alt Expo has really kind of blossomed. The
huge schedule.
Yeah, there's a huge schedule. I think that it was included in the official schedule somewhere. What I've been told. So, Matt, you're actually here speaking at Alt Expo this year about credit unions. That doesn't sound like a very exciting topic. What are you talking about? What's the deal?
Well, I sort of got interested in the credit union idea during the financial crisis when the concept of consumer-owned financial institutions as an alternative to too big to fail really sort of connected with me, and kind of dug in for a few years after that, and have come to sort of an understanding of them as these institutions that both offer this really interesting alternative financial system to the more traditional model, but of like for-profit and now really too big to fail banking, but also as a tool for really building movements and thinking about things like the Liberty Movement in New Hampshire, using credit unions as a tool for both kind of strengthening the connections between members and strengthening the sort of economic power of the community. And so the presentation I gave for Alt Expo is really kind of looking at the way that other social movements have used the credit union model to sort of build strength and build connect, like the internal connections that have helped them sort of advance their movements, kind of in terms of both the civil rights movement and like also the feminist movement.
Yeah, well, how have other movements used the credit unions to build their movements?
So with the civil rights movement, you had this long kind of trajectory of black economic disempowerment.
Yeah.
Right after the Civil War, you had in rural areas, debt peonage was a way of kind of reinforcing the white supremacist order that existed. And in urban areas, the New Deal really contained some really nasty things for African Americans. That was really the origin of redlining, which the federal government essentially drew lines around certain areas that would just, under the new way that mortgages were produced, would not receive any credit. And they any area that was considered racially disharmonious was just sort of was redlined. And so for decades, there was virtually no these areas were starved of credit by essentially federal government policy. And so one of the responses that kind of came out of this was an attempt to sort of say, okay, well, let's build financial institutions from within our communities. And, you know, there are a number of different strategies for this, but credit unions were one of the major ways of doing it.
So they built it from scratch, like from the ground up?
More or less. So a great example of this was kind of one of those famous moments in the civil rights movement, the Montgomery bus boycott. And one of the ways that they really tried to take, you know, all these different groups that had often been into each other's throats were united around this bus boycott, and sort of try to turn that momentum into some kind of real kind of economic and social gains was by trying to form financial institutions. And so they both attempted to form a bank and made several attempts to form a credit union. All of the attempts to form a credit union were rejected, again, by the federal government for reasons that are that essentially were racist and saying that, oh, well, we don't give these things to charters to civic organizations, even though they did. But sort of following up on that, a lot of black churches, which were the really the center, some of the organizational centers of the civil rights movements, then in the 70s formed credit unions as a kind of economic arm to the organizational and pastoral work that they were doing.
Do you need the federal government to give you permission to open a credit union?
So in the United States, we have a dual charter system. So you can either get chartered through the federal government or a state government. And
I really like both either of those.
Right. Yeah. So both give kind of various positives and negatives. But one of the points I was kind of I've been making about the situation and the possibilities for a credit union in terms of building the kind of the liberty movement in New Hampshire is that if one were to try to build something from scratch, you could really sort of try to set up the institutional structure so that it minimizes the amount of control that the state can have over it, and really could open the institution up as a space for a lot of experimentation and alternative strategies and monetary systems.
Sounds very interesting. But you got a Bitcoin T-shirt on. Would a credit union be able to work with it? I mean, would a credit union essentially be able to sell bitcoins or exchange monies in that way?
The vast majority of the ones that currently exist could not. But the reason for that is that in the 70s, the federal government essentially passed a law establishing the equivalent of FDIC insurance for credit unions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it required all federally chartered credit unions to take that insurance. And the vast majority
most of them are federally chartered?
It depends on the state, but there's a fair number of both. But the vast majority of state chartered ones did as well. But that sort of created this Faustian bargain situation where in exchange for getting deposit insurance, suddenly the federal regulators could dictate a huge amount of things that the credit unions would have to do.
So in order to have a credit union that would accept and or exchange Bitcoin, they would have to not be under whatever this credit union insurance program is?
Right. So if you had a state chartered credit union, state chartered credit unions, it is technically optional. So you could and most credit unions, again, up until like 1970, never had that sort of insurance anyway.
Now, okay, so I know I don't know how much we can talk about this, but I know there's a plot afoot here in New Hampshire. I don't know how successful it is or where they're at, but I heard that some people are going to try to become members of a credit union and then take it over. I guess they have meetings, like annual meetings of the membership, and if you want to go and vote on decisions that can be made, you can do that. It seems like a pretty daunting task, but then again, I don't know how many people go and vote on these members meetings. For all I know, there's 3,000 members of any given credit union, but only 30 show up to the annual meeting, so maybe it is eminently possible to do this.
It's actually even worse than that, because what's happened was originally credit unions, instead of having insurance, the thing that kept people accountable was the fact that it was rooted in a common bond. So this the sense of community. So it'd be like, okay, the credit union is based in a workplace or a church or a club. But it was something where people had a relationship outside of the credit union. So there's a social accountability. If you defaulted on your loan, there'd be a sense of, well, you're defaulting on your friends or your coworkers, and there would be social consequences for that. What happened over the past few decades, and very much as a result of the institution of deposit insurance, has been, and regulators wanting to regulate a few large institutions rather than many small institutions, has been that sense of community connection has collapsed, and with it has collapsed sort of a participatory culture. So there's a lot of credit unions where literally the annual meetings for an organization with 30,000 members is, has 15 people show up, and that's employees who are just asked to show up so that they can make quorum.
And there's a board of directors, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is it's possible, because I was going to say, can you stay with us for a little bit, talk about this further?
Definitely.
It's an interesting concept, credit unions, because it would seem like your options are to either take over an existing one or start one from scratch, and I don't know know what kind of money you need to start a credit union, but that sounds like a pretty expensive endeavor.
But it sounds like a way to get some more freedom for anybody anywhere.
More on the way here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome here as well. More with Matt Kropp from the 2014 Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire. Come up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the 2014 Liberty Forum. It's a great event put on by the Free State Project year after year. The purpose is to showcase what it's like to be around people who actually care about freedom and who are willing to do something about it. Hundreds of people have come together at the Crown Plaza Hotel here in Nashua, New Hampshire, and are getting to know one another, meeting old friends, meeting new friends, future neighbors. These are people, if you're considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, these are going to be be your neighbors. These are going to be your friends. This is their community, and it's an amazing thing. It is an amazing community. The weather, yeah, it's cold up here, but that's okay. As Varen Swearengin pointed out earlier tonight, we've got heat-making devices, so it helps handle that. In fact, one of the things you can do is warm up a cup of coffee to keep your hands warm here in the cold Northeast. And, Mark, you've got just the thing for it.
Yeah, BuzzBox Coffee. We've teamed up with BuzzBox Coffee in order to offer, we're hoping, 100 microloans through World Vision that are going to help 100 families in third world countries to join a coffee co-op where they're going to have their own little coffee farm. You called it a plantation the other night, Ian, and more of a farm, little small things, not so big. And these families will be able to work the farm, sell the coffee to BuzzBox, who will then sell this high-end 100% organic, top 1% Arabica, shade-grown coffee that's grown sustainably to people like us that enjoy really delicious coffee. Now, obviously, you have to try coffee before you're going to just go for it. We give you a free pound. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Sign up for the subscription there. You pay the shipping, but we'll send you a free pound. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
We've got Matt Kropp with us here. Matt, do you have a website that you can put out there maybe to give people more information about credit unions and sort of getting involved?
So the thing I do mostly is kind of historical work. Mm-hmm. If you want to check out, I keep a blog on that, which is cuhistory.blogspot.com.
cuhistory.blogspot.com for more information on this. But what we were talking about is the idea, one of the ideas that's been proposed, at least here in New Hampshire, is sort of taking over a credit union. And there's some real benefits to getting involved, apparently, in a credit union. And for those that don't know, I guess we've kind of just gone through this far into the conversation. What makes a credit union different from a bank? Just kind of basics about what is a credit union.
So fundamentally, it's a consumer cooperative, which means it's owned by the members. There's a democratic governance structure that is one member, one vote. And it operates.
So it doesn't matter if I got $5 in the bank or $500,000, like the same vote?
Yes.
Okay.
And the goal is for it to operate on a not-for-profit basis towards its members. So in the same way, it's a very similar structure to if you've gone to a food co-op that's owned by its members and then gives a patronage refund. It's the same concept except for the refund comes through differentials and interest rates rather than a check at the end of the year.
So the idea being that as you open an account, immediately you have a say in how the bank is run.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently there's different regulatory structures, one federal, one state. And if you go with the state regulatory structure, you may have a little bit more freedom in certain areas, like, for instance, not having the equivalent of the FDIC insurance. What's it called with the credit union?
The National Credit Union Administration, NCUA.
NCUA insurance. But you can if you avoid that, then you're allowed to do business in, for instance, bitcoins, which could be a very, very exciting thing because, as far as I know, there is no bank in the United States or credit union that accepts bitcoins. So this may be the path to that.
How far would a credit union reach geographically that was able to deal in bitcoins legally? Because at this point, it's difficult to get in and out of bitcoin. Some of the exchanges, they're having a lot of trouble.
Well, the question of geographic reach, again, is sort of dependent upon the charter.
Okay.
So anything that's chartered in a state is necessarily sort of limited by the geographic boundaries of the state.
Okay.
Under a federal charter, you can have...
Now, wait just 1 second on that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to put him. So I'm a member of a credit union in Cheshire County. It's called the Cheshire County Credit Union. It's amazing, like they came up with that name and stuff. And I've got to do business sometimes outside of Cheshire County. And I'm here now, and mm-hmm. I've probably done some business in my bank account that I can't think of off the top of my head here in a different county. What about when I go to Florida? Or even I went to Belize a few weeks ago. I'm sure I did some business there, so they can sort of transact outside of the county, right?
Oh, certainly. Like they can use payment networks that sit sort of on top of the structure, and there's also actually a whole federated structure of credit unions that have kind of mutual aid agreements where it's shared branching. So you can use a branch at another credit union that has, and their members can use a branch at your credit union.
Yeah. That's interesting. And another thing I'm sort of left thinking of here is that when you put together this charter, it could be people who believe in the concept, like we have the Shire Society that we deal with. What if the Shire Society put together a credit union? Shire Society is not held by political bounds, geographic bounds. It has nothing to do with those things. So if somebody believed in that and we were chartered inside the state of New Hampshire, what would they need? Would they need a P.O. box, in New Hampshire? What does it mean to do business in that way?
Generally, the requirement is something along the lines of live, work, worship, go to school. So it can be defined pretty broadly. Essentially, you put together what the common bond is, and then you submit it. You submit it to the regulator who sort of approves the charter or disapproves the charter, and then they make the decision. But it generally can be pretty wide, but it needs to be either a geographic thing or a shared affinity. Some form of community is really kind of the underlying requirement.
So if it is a shared affinity, would it be able to operate outside of the state? So say the Shire Society's credit union was structured in New Hampshire, but it was for people who believed in the Shire Society pledge, which is basically non-aggression principle. A little bit more than that, but basically that. Could they then set up more of these things geographically outside of the state of New Hampshire if it's only chartered in New Hampshire?
What would probably make sense in that case would be to have one sort of almost branches that are chartered wherever they are.
Okay.
And then it would be fairly easy to then form again a federated structure. Yeah.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about taking over a credit union that exists versus starting a new one. I mean, starting a new one, I don't know it's got to be crazy amounts of regulatory hoops to jump through. Also, I imagine you'd have to have a fair amount of capital at your disposal to have, a vault and other things like that, a physical structure.
Surprisingly not.
No.
And this is actually one of the big differences between starting a credit union and starting a bank, is that a lot of the credit unions that are even huge now, they started operating like one day a week out of a shoebox in the basement of a church or out of an employer's office. So the requirements for starting them actually haven't changed. So it's oftentimes you need maybe 7 to 12 signers to sort of join and put in an initial like one share of $5 or $10, and then they'll legally grant you a charter. And then from there you can sort of bootstrap up. So the question of certain economies of scale, like for operating, like say if you want to have debit cards and things like that, then the question of capital that's necessary to do that becomes an issue. But in terms of the legal structure and actually getting it started, you could get we could pick 10 people out of here, sign a charter, collect share money, submit something, and have a charter probably in the next week or two.
So then, in theory, would you then be able to have a credit union that stores money at another credit union or something like that? Because to me, security would be a major issue. If you're going to be holding people's money for them, obviously they're going to want to know it's not in a shoebox and that it's under a little bit more of lock and key.
Yes, there's I've kind of read through the New Hampshire regulations, and there's a whole variety of places that you can legally put it as that credit union, sort of as a secondary place.
So you can hire out to something else. Very cool. I appreciate it, Matt. Plug your blog spot one more time.
Yep. CUhistory.blogspot.com.
CU History, like credit union history. CUhistory.blogspot.com for more information. And follow Matt. Thanks for the time tonight on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
There's more coming up here. We're live from the 2014 Liberty Forum. More on the way in moments.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs. Lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls. We will still take your calls about whatever's on your mind. I'm going to the phones here shortly at 855-450-FREE. There's no Skype available this weekend. Maybe Sunday night it'll be back. But because we're here live at the 2014 Liberty Forum, which is you can learn more about over at nhlibertyforum.com. Better yet, just get your butt up here and come have a great time with hundreds of liberty-minded people. These are people that you don't have to talk to them about the basics. You know, that's all done. Everybody here is on board with more freedom, personal liberty, the non-aggression principle, all these things. This crowd gets it. And you can join us here over, go to, again, nhlibertyforum.com. It's happening in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel. We're going to continue with some great special guests here in a moment. Also want to make sure you know about ProXPN. There's actually a news story that I have here in my show prep for tonight, which I'm sure we won't have a chance to get to, but it's all about how more and more companies are sort of creating privacy-related products that ever since this all these Ed Snowden revelations have come out, there have been all manner of privacy-related products that have been hitting the market because privacy is important to people. And now that people realize that maybe they didn't have as much as they thought they did, they're now maybe more likely to take steps to secure that privacy. And that's what ProXPN can help you with. You can go right now to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android devices, plus their instructions on how to make it work for Linux, though. Just you'll need to email their support department to get those. But whatever you're using, you can get ProXPN. And what it'll do is as soon as you start running their app and you connect, it'll hook you up with encryption for your data, meaning that your internet service provider, once you start using using ProXPN, the internet service provider you have will no longer know what you're doing online. Right now, they're likely logging every website you visit and every search term that you enter. Maybe for as long as 5 years. But if you start using ProXPN, that data is encrypted, meaning your ISP can't get access to it anymore. Plus, ProXPN does not keep logs of your internet usage. They don't keep logs of the places you go. So you protect your privacy right out the gate by using ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use our discount code FTL20 to save 20% off the price of their premium account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth. And it allows you to connect to multiple servers around the world. You can privately torrent. There's no restrictions on what you can use their service for. It's great stuff. ProXPN.com/FTL. And if you pay with Bitcoin, you get even more discount. That's 33% off of the annual plan by paying with Bitcoin. But even if you're using cash and you're paying with our discount code FTL20 and getting that 20% discount, the price is only $5 a month when you buy the annual plan. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your privacy. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones. Here, Don is in Medford, Oregon, listening to KMed. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, I'm off hours for you, so I'm going to talk about what somebody talked about last night. CPS worker, ex-CPS worker, was talking about how corrupt that system really is. I worked for CPS for 5 years, and my specific job was to terminate parental rights. So I've seen a lot of what he was talking about.
Why did you leave after five years of working for CPS? What was it that encouraged you to call it quits?
The job literally tore me up inside, emotionally, physically. For one thing, the caseloads are way so too large. That's good English, huh? The caseloads are so large that it's like physically, mentally impossible to deal with what you have to deal with. So there's not enough time. And I hear the gentleman that spoke about it last night was talking about, the system, how the system works, and, just an anonymous call and get somebody to go out and actually walk through your house, and how easily it is to take the children. Now, of course, I've seen a lot of horrible, horrible things that happen to children, so there is a need for some kind of protection for the children. But the way the system is now, I see really a lot of fault in the foster parent situation. They're so, for lack of a better term, hard up. You get foster parents that they'll literally take anybody, and they give them like a 2-week course of evening training, and then boom, they're a foster parent.
Yeah, so, and they start collecting a check, and they use some really screwy incentive structures there.
And exactly what the gentleman was talking about last night, if the child has an extra diagnosis, you get a little more in your check each month. So the foster parents are not supposed to be into it for the money, but a majority of them, I would say probably 80%, are in it for the money. And,
they're incentivized by that system to find more things wrong mentally with the kids that they're charged with, so they can then get more money by getting extra diagnoses. Don, I want to thank you for your call and appreciate hearing from you tonight here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. Our next guest here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, Bill Buppert.
Hubert.
I was calling it Dupere during the break there. And welcome back on Free Talk Live. We've had you on previously at the, I believe, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
It was Porcupine in 2012.
So here you are at New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and you are the guy behind ZeroGov, Z-E-R-O-G-O-V, ZeroGov.com. What is ZeroGov?
ZeroGov.com is my my blog site where I profess my abolitionist beliefs and talk about What I find myself talking about a lot, though, is probably half my blog postings are about the police state in America.
There's certainly plenty of content for that. We talk a lot about it here on Free Talk Live. Now, I understand you are speaking or already spoke at Liberty Forum this year?
I did. I spoke this morning on nonviolent resistance and some
great
variants
topic.
Of violent resistance and undergrounds, and then I also spoke on the police state in the U.S.
Let's talk about nonviolent resistance, because the police state gets plenty of coverage here on Free
Certainly.
Talk Live.
Yeah.
And I am a fan of peaceful methods, because I think that if we aren't of peace on the inside, then we're never going to manifest peace on the outside, and certainly violence is not going to bring
us. If the means are legitimate and moral, the end will be legitimate and moral.
Indeed. Now, what about nonviolent resistance? Are you encouraging this?
I'm absolutely encouraging that as the first order of business, when we should do what history tells us to do, which is secede and devolve and decentralize into smaller and smaller constituent pieces and parts as nation states. One of the things today was that between 1960 and 97, 50 of 67 national disruptions were done in a peaceful manner through nonviolent resistance. You look at the Jeans Revolution.
What is the Jeans Revolution? Don't even know anything about it.
The Jeans Revolution, as a matter of fact, the Jeans Revolution was in the Ukraine prior to to what we see contemporarily today as the Kiev protest. It was prior to that. And also the Orange Revolution and the Ukraine, not the Ukraine, but Georgia, led to the resignation of Shevardnadze. If we look at Tunisia, an Islamic nation, we saw what they call the Jasmine Revolution, where they used non-compliance and nonviolent protest to see a change in that regime. We see these things happening all the time. You see in the Czechoslovak Republic, there was actually a peaceful divorce. We see Greater Serbia falling apart, not so peaceful. We see the 19 nation states falling apart from the underbelly of the former Soviet Union between 89 and 91.
Mm-hmm.
Some violence involved, but a lot of it was just, they just went away. For instance, when you look at Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, what you see is essentially very peaceful resignations on the part of the nation state that formerly hosted them of saying, okay, you can go your own way and we're not going to cause you much trouble at all.
Now, why nonviolence? I mean, there's so many exhortations toward violent revolution out there and calling for guns and fighting and bombings and things like that. Why choose nonviolence?
Well, I think that it's a principle that all of us should follow. Gandhi, Spooner, and a number of others have proven that if you choose a violent means to rest your revolution or to rest your new framework that you want to be governed under, you may come up with even more violent ends as a result of the violent means that you employed. Now, are there ways in which violent means have created nation states that are better? Certainly, but are nonviolent means the better way to do so? I think it's a moral means.
I think you're absolutely right about that. And I think violence begets violence. It just becomes a cycle, and it just becomes worse. Bill, I wish we had more time to talk about this because it's one of my favorite subjects. But we've got all the other folks we promised we would put on the radio. But ZeroGov.com is a place where folks can go to get more about you and what
it
you
is.
Think's interesting. Presumably you blog occasionally about this topic.
Twice a week.
Perfect. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Thanks.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9498. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're here live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's night number 2 of 3, so we're kind of at the halfway point here at the Liberty Forum. There's a full, actually, we're more than halfway, because 2 full days of fun and networking and excitement and education have happened. There's 1 more full day remaining. It's not too late for you to get up here and meet a crowd of hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who love freedom and are willing to actually do something about it, which, of course, is the point of the Free State Project. So, again, nhlibertyforum.com, that's where you can go to learn more about that. And we're going to go, we're going to bring a special guest in here. You never know who's going to just walk into the studio here at the Liberty Forum. And we've got somebody who we've talked about on the air a number of times and just all of a sudden showed up. So we're going to get to that. But first, Chris is on the line in South Bend, Idaho. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's probably South Bend, Indiana.
Chris?
Yeah, he's right. It's South Bend, Indiana.
Okay. I blame the board operator for that one. Go ahead, Chris, with your thoughts.
That's okay. That's okay. I just had a quick question about Bitcoin. I called in the other night about the exchanges. I just had one small final tidbit I wanted to get from you guys.
Sure.
You guys said that you don't trust the exchanges, which is fine. I mean, you know, you set up your own wallet, and that's great. I was just wondering if these exchanges, like Mongas is going on right now, if they fail, what price do you look at? Where do you look at to see where you're independently, privately stored Bitcoins are in your own private wallet? Like, what gauge do you go off of to know?
I use Bitcoin Average, bitcoinaverage.com. They take all the exchanges out there in the world and they basically average them together. There are a few of them that
weighted
they exclude.
Average, yeah.
There are a few that they exclude. I don't know how the weighting works, but they seem to do a good job of giving the average price. They exclude Mt. Gox at the moment because they're basically in shutdown mode.
Disaster.
But yeah, so that's my solution, but I guess everybody has their own preference.
Oh, okay. So bitcoinaverage.com is where you really look at to get your true value of your Bitcoin. And
well, it's only an estimate, okay. Right? I mean, it's only an average of various prices. The true value is whatever someone's willing to buy it from you at any given moment.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, hey, good job.
Thanks, Chris.
With the Liberty Forum, and good job, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ladar Levinson is here in our studio this evening. You may know him as the man who shut down LavaBit, the business he created that, if I'm recalling correctly, because we did talk about your case in detail here on Free Talk Live, Ladar, that you had 400,000 accounts at the time at which you shut down your business.
Yeah, I had 410,000 registered users.
Actually. That's huge. That's huge. So this was a big. This had to be a tremendous decision for you. The federal government basically came to you and said, "Hey, look, we want to get backdoor access to all of your users' email accounts." Is that essentially what happened?
Pretty much. They wanted me to basically lie to my customers, who I was promising a secure and private email service to, and fork over the encryption key for the service so that they could set up a server on the internet that would look like LavaBit and intercept all of the communications coming in and out of my network.
Now, when they informed you of this, were you under a threat? Because I know they have what they call the national security letters, where they will threaten people and they'll say, well, we want you to do X, Y, and Z, and you don't get to tell anyone that you're doing it. Was that something that you encountered?
Pretty much, although in this particular case, it was a if you can call it that, a simple Title 18 gag order, basically under the premise that they didn't want the person who was under investigation to know that they were under investigation. But that statute is written in such a way that if you even admit that you have a case pending, you can be held in contempt of court. So not only could I not tell people that they were demanding my SSL key, which, as far as I know, was unprecedented, but I couldn't tell anybody I even had a case. I couldn't ask, you know, the community for help. I couldn't send a message out to a mailing list asking if this had ever happened before. I couldn't consult a mailing list of digital law lawyers for assistance. It was kind of one of these things where I had to go around in secret and interview all of these lawyers one by one.
Sounds really scary. How did the news end up coming out then? I mean, if you were under the gag order, when did the news break and what were the circumstances there?
Well, fortunately, at least for me, because I think it was the only thing that kept me from getting arrested, at least a few people noticed when I shut down the service and posted a letter on the homepage basically saying that I've had to walk away from this service even though I really didn't want to, and I can't tell you why, even though I've asked Mr. Government twice for permission.
Right, so that might have, because people have known about these national security letters, which sound, that have the same ring to them, like you can't talk about, so I can't talk about this, kind of might have tipped people off to what was going on.
There are a few key differences between classified information in this particular criminal matter, namely classified stuff you can't even talk to your lawyer about.
So let's fast forward a little bit. You gave them a copy of your SSL key under court order, but the brilliance of this was that you printed it out in like 4-point font or something like that rather than actually giving them a digital copy. So you complied with the order, but it became essentially useless for them. They couldn't do anything
with
it.
Well, they were claiming it was information they needed to assist them in their investigation. Mm-hmm. Well, if it was information, they should have been able to read it off of the page like anybody else. But apparently they wanted to do a little bit more than look at this information, so they needed it in electronic format so that they could use it. The same way that cryptography makes Bitcoin property made these encryption keys my property.
Yeah, well, the government thinks they own everything that that you own, and so they wanted you to turn over the basically full access to your what was advertised as a private email service. You weren't willing to do that. You deserve all the credit that you've gotten, I think, for being for heroically deciding to
throw the switch. The word that comes to mind to me.
To throw the switch rather than sell out your clients. You shut down the service entirely. Look, if you want in, and that's my only option, is to let these people in. If I want to continue my business, screw you. I'm shutting it down.
Well, Ian, you have to remember, I didn't start LavaBit to serve the government's interests. Nice. I started LavaBit to serve my customers.
Yeah.
And the government came along and said, well, you have to serve us, too, no matter what, because you live in this country and your business is hosted in this country.
Ridiculous.
And it... When I had to choose between, you know, being put in that position, particularly in secret, I decided that, you know, under those circumstances, I really didn't want to continue to operate a service provider.
So you shut it down, and as you pointed out during one of our breaks, you don't want to be remembered as the guy who shut down his very successful business. So what are you doing now? I mean, what have you're moving on. I presume you have something new in the that you're plotting or you're already starting. So tell me, if you tell me.
Nobody remembers the 10 years that I spent building the business. They remember the 6 weeks I spent fighting for it in court, losing and then shutting it down in protest. And really what I'm working on now is trying to create a new set of technological standards that eliminate this problem altogether. That, I mean, the entire point of LavaBit was bringing encryption technology down to the common man in a way that they could use it without having to think about it.
Okay.
And that's the way the system worked. It did all of the encryption on the server when the messages arrived and then decrypted the message when you logged in and held the message only in memory, which is incredibly difficult to extract it from. And that allowed people to use their standard email clients to send and receive messages just like they normally do. Well, we found out that that doesn't exactly work the way we thought it does because, you know, the government can come along with their imperial power and just say, give us, you know, everything you have and change your system, modify your system, give us your encryption keys, anything they think that will assist them in their investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So really what I'm working on now is a new set of standards that will make it easy for the user to use encryption, but on their client. And have the encryption go end-to-end, so you don't have to trust your service provider not to look at your messages.
So what does that turn into in reality? I mean, is there a new service that's going to be coming soon, or what can people look forward to out of that?
Well, there are a number of things that are coming. There's a protocol that anybody will be able to build software that utilizes servers and clients because we'll need new versions of both.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of service providers that I've signed up, and my team in Dallas that's gathering here in about a week, we're going to be building the reference implementation. So not only am I going to give you a protocol, but I'm also going to give you the first iteration of a client and a server.
Wow.
And I've already got a handful of providers spread out throughout the world
for the purpose of
that are waiting for this software to be developed so that they can start hosting it.
For the purpose of email security.
For the purpose of hosting dark mail domains.
Okay, that's very exciting. And I see Mark is pulling out a business card, so we'd love to hear more about this.
Yeah, I want to be kept in contact. This is very exciting.
Right, when it's ready to roll and people are able to come and check this out, that's then definitely when we want to talk again.
Well, I'd say keep track of my Facebook page. And then,
what is that?
It's facebook.com/ King Ladar.
King Ladar, L-A-D-A-R?
Yes.
Very good. Ladar, thanks. I wish we had more time to talk to you about your experience at the Liberty Forum. Have you been enjoying it so far?
I've been here to learn, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
Fantastic. Welcome aboard, and we're going to continue. We have hour number three on the way. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts as well at 855 453, and we're coming up. This is Free Talk Live, live from Liberty Forum 2014.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed.
Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.